Thank you, guys. Thank you, Mr. Robert. Appreciate it. So, hey, guys, my name is Roger Ketchum with Surety Associates. As we mentioned last night, our model is create wealth in real estate without creating debt. So, hello and welcome again. And, guys, indeed, it is a great delight and pleasure to stand before you again today. We have a little bit more time, so hopefully I can take my time and enunciate my words a little better. So, listen, for my first trick, I need a volunteer from the audience, preferably someone that's not too bright. I'm just kidding. That would eliminate the entire room. But I need a volunteer from the audience, please. Yes, sir. Sorry, Mr. Brother. Come on up here. Okay, so guys, we're going to do a card trick. And this card trick is called the process of elimination. So as this gentleman is walking up, in every deck of cards, sir, there are four suits: hearts, diamonds, spades, and clubs. Mr. Lee, tell me two suits out loud. Hearts, diamonds, spades, and clubs. Tell me two out loud.
Clubs and spades.
Okay, eliminate hearts and diamonds. That leaves clubs and spades. Pick one between clubs and spades.
Do what?
Pick one between clubs and spades.
Spades.
Okay, eliminate clubs. That leaves spades. So now we got three sets. We got 2 through 5, 6 through 10, and jack through ace of spades. 2 through 5, 6 through 10, jack through ace of spades. Tell me one of those three groupings. 2 through 5, 6 through 10, jack through ace.
2 through 5.
All right, eliminate 2 through 5. That leaves 6 through 10 and jack through ace of spades. Pick one of those two.
Pick what?
6 through 10.
I'm not too smart.
No, you're perfect. 6 through 10 or jack through ace of spades. Pick one of those two groupings.
6 through 10.
All right, we're going to eliminate the 6 through 10. That leaves the jack, king, queen, ace of spades. Jack, queen, king, ace. Pick one of those, two of those cards.
Queen and king.
Queen and king. Eliminate the jack and the ace. That leaves the queen and king of spades. Pick one between those two cards.
King.
King of spades. Eliminate the king. Okay, the king of spades is his card, guys. You got that? The king of spades is his card. Now, I want you to open up that envelope right there and share with everybody what's inside that envelope. And there's two things in there. Show the card first and then show your reward. King of spades. And what's on the back of the king of spades? A $100 bill. So thank you, sir. You can hand the mic to the guys in the back.
I guess
you did
too
good,
dumb.
Man. How did you know that card was in that envelope?
I guess I'm smarter than I thought.
Very, very good, guys. Thank you for playing that. Guys, listen, there's a book. One of my three favorite books outside the Bible is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Habit number one is be proactive, guys. You must be proactive. If you're going to be successful, you must be proactive. So, Mr. Lee, thank you for being proactive and volunteering to win a $100 bill. Disclaimer real quick, guys. Let's get this out of the way. I'm not a CPA. I'm not an attorney. I'm not giving legal nor financial advice. The information we provide, strictly educational purposes only. I share my personal experiences and the experiences within our network. There is risk involved with real estate, so I implore you to seek out independent financial and legal advice as you move forward. Whew. Okay, got that out of the way. That's the toughest slide. Now, let me give you guys a warning, guys. I love this stuff. I love real estate. I'm glad there's a buffer zone between us because I'm liable to start spitting and sputtering and stuttering, and I don't want to affect any of you guys. But, guys, this is truly a good business. People think I'm salesy, but I'm not. I'm just passionate. I love what I do. Who in here thinks that I'm going to try to sell you something? I'm sorry to disappoint you. I am not going to try to sell you anything. However, guys, I will present our business model, what we do, how we do it, and how it works everywhere. And then we're going to have two offerings, but we're not selling. If something resonates with you guys and you're interested, that's great. If not, that is okay too. We pray that you will receive benefit from being here. And I know that you will, because this is such an amazing business model. Guys, my philosophy is when you ask questions, you add value. So I love questions. However, we're going to ask you to hold the questions to the end because we have a limited amount of time, but I will thoroughly answer each question that you have. So please hold those toward the end. Does everyone in here have a brochure? If you do not have a brochure, please let me know so that we can get you one. One over here. Keep your hands up. Several people need, because you're going to need these brochures later in the presentation. So keep your hand up, please, until you receive a brochure. Thank you, guys. So again, guys, our model is create wealth in real estate without creating debt. Guys, you can create wealth in this business without having to create debt. So let me ask you a question. Are you interested in real estate investing but stuck on start? Is it the start that stops you? Or perhaps your current model has gone stale or stagnant. Guys, we help launch, enhance, and advance either your new or your existing real estate investment business. After 22 years in the business, guys, we have put together what we feel is the most comprehensive model to find success in real estate, our business in a box, through our expansion model. Several months ago, I did a soft launch of this expansion model just with people within my limited sphere of influence, people that I knew. And guys, we immediately sold 13 markets across the country. So far, our affiliates have acquired $2.6 million in assets, profiting over $804,000 cash in equity, all creatively. Guys, this is an amazing business. This is an amazing business, and we're going to show and share more today. Like I said last night, guys, in this economically charged environment, we should all be looking for an independent opportunity to pursue wealth, because we cannot depend on the economy as we know. Our model, we feel, guys, is your path to wealth, and we hope you will feel the same at the end of the presentation. Guys, this is a business model, literally, that you can work part-time and create a full-time income, or you can work it full-time and create generational wealth. Speaking of our affiliates, guys, got a little problem here. That's my mistake. So speaking of affiliates, we've got a couple of our affiliates here with us in the room. Chelsea and Brandon, would you guys wave there in the back? Chelsea and Brandon on our Galveston County market. They own and operate the market down in Galveston County. They've already done their first deal. This is their first deal. It was a cash deal. They bought it for 30, put 20 in it. They've already received their first check and getting their second one in a few days. But they bought it for 30, put 20 in it, have 50 in it. In 3 years, guys, they're going to get their 50 back and make 53. So they got 50 in it, 30 buy, 20 rehab, selling it for $79,900. So they've only got $40,000 in equity, but they're making $53,000. Guys, this model will increase your equity to cash conversion from 130 to 150%. So they're spent 50, getting their 50 back and making 53 in 3 short years. Mr. Lindell, would you raise your hand? Mr. Lindell, ProSale, he owns our Cattle Parish and Bossier Parish, Louisiana markets. Tuesday before we came, Lindell closed on both of these assets. This one, he's gone upside of $46,000, and this one upside of $53,000. But here's the cool thing about these assets that he bought, guys. As we talked throughout the week, guys, he bought both of these with seller financing, zero down. We're talking about $480,000 in asset value he bought, seller financing, zero down. The seller financed it with nothing down. He came to closing Tuesday with $11,500. If you had the opportunity to buy $480,000 in real estate, $11,500 out of pocket was basically just closing costs and some things like that, but yet profit between these two, he's going to profit $99,000 over a 36-month hold, down payment, monthly cash flow back in equity. That's what we all want, guys. That's almost $500,000 in asset value that he bought for $11,500 cash out of pocket. And he's creating down payment, monthly spread back in equity to the tune of $99,000 upside. That's after he recoups his $11,500. So, guys, we're here today with y'all because this is our national launch. We did the soft launch a few months ago. This is our national launch. Matter of fact, this presentation is our national launch. We're letting the nation know what we do, how we do it, and we'll invite people to join us if you see value, if it adds value to your business. So, guys, the cool thing about this business model that we're all here learning about, it works anywhere there's houses, which is absolutely everywhere. It's fully replicable anywhere there are rooftops. So real quickly, guys, we're going to take you through the entire business model, okay, and show you the four foundational pillars, everything. And again, I pray you guys receive value from what we're sharing. So listen, as you can imagine, as you know, everyone in this room, we are not traditionally minded real estate investors. Guys, we do not buy at retail and rent. That is not what we do. Paying full market value, financing at full market rates, ending up with over-leveraged assets and very thin margins, especially at interest rate today, guys. It's hard to create margins on monthly spread with interest rates as high as they are. And, guys, I see y'all taking pictures. If you like, guys, I'll send you the entire presentation. On your brochure at the bottom is my email and phone number. You let me know, I'll send you the entire presentation. I have no problem sharing the slides. So guys, when you do that, when you buy it retail and rent, guys, you have to put 20% down. That's your capital outlay. You have to sign for the debt. That's your personal promise to pay. Go into debt, tying up your credit, limiting your play. Guys, you do not have to go into debt to make money in real estate using this model. We want to teach you how to become a creative real estate transaction engineer. So what is creative real estate? Guys, one of the definitions of creative is to evolve something already in existence. So our unique and niche business model is an evolution from the old ways into a revolution of the new ways of acquiring assets. Guys, we are a completely recession-resistant business. That's a good thing. This is a recession-resistant business. You heard one of the speakers, I'm not sure who it was, touch on that yesterday. In other words, guys, our model is not tied to the movement of the market. Our model is driven by demand from motivated home sellers and hopeful home buyers. We're not tied to the market. We're driven by that desire right there. So guys, macroeconomics has no influence on our business because our business model creates its own microeconomy wherever we operate due to the fact that we supply one of the three basic needs of man: food, clothing, and shelter. So we're completely recession-resistant business. You guys can run a completely recession-resistant business. Guys, we're going to teach you how to bust through the three barriers to entry into real estate investing. The three barriers to entry into this business are education, lead generation, and capitalization. Those are the barriers to get into this business. Education, mastering the material, guys. We're going to help you master the material. Lead generation, marketing to the masses, getting motivated sellers to call you. Capitalization, the money, and the funding. Those are the three barriers to entry that you're going to bust through using this model. Guys, we're going to talk about today the four foundational pillars of real estate investing: buying, selling, borrowing, and protecting. As we discussed briefly last night, buying and selling, these are our revenue generators, guys. They sustain our business model. Borrowing and protecting, these are our resource groups. They support our business model. But those are the four foundational pillars of this business, as most of you guys already know. So our philosophy is, guys, we like to begin with the end in mind. The Bible says the Lord begins with the end in mind. So anytime a biblical principle and a business philosophy line up, man, I am all in. So we begin with the end in mind, which is our buyers. Hey, guys, without buyers, there is no business, regardless of the industry. So selling, working with buyers, using multiple exit strategies to maximize your profits, the art of creative financing. Real briefly, guys, you can sell your assets through our shop, our STEP homeownership program. If you want to do rentals, you rent to own, or lease purchase, in-house financing, which is my personal favorite. That's how you begin to build generational wealth. I'm going to show you a slide in a minute just of the last five that we've owned or financed. Just of the last five. That's how you build generational wealth, becoming the bank. And guys, you do not have to own your assets outright to do seller financing and become the bank. And then finally, bank financing. So let's look at them in reverse order. Well, buyers enter the program based on their ability to pay, and then they move up at their pace. No rush, guys. They come in at the ability they have to pay, and they move up at their pace. So in reverse order, all of us eventually want home ownership through traditional bank financing. They have the most competitive rates, even though they're not the greatest rates right now. We all want ownership through bank financing, but if you have hiccups in the history of your credit, your debt to income may be off, perhaps you work for cash, don't show all of your income, there's a whole host of reasons that banks won't work with us, okay? But we will. With 10% down, guys, we're going to offer in-house financing, long-term, fixed-rate, permanent financing. Not everyone has 10% down. With 3.5% down, guys, you can get into the rent-to-own program. Or if you guys want to do rentals, you know, you can certainly just do rentals, which is not a bad model. Now, me, I don't do rentals. Renters scare me. They worry me. I'm afraid they're going to tear up our beautiful assets. And so we live in that middle area, guys. We do the rent-to-own and the in-house financing. We're so passionate about home ownership that we want to put our people on a path to home ownership from day one. So through our STEP program, guys, you can help transition people from renter to homeowner regardless of their credit or their financial past. So guys, we're not credit-based, we're buyer-based. Let me restate that. We're not credit-based, we're buyer-based. What the buyer can comfortably afford to pay. Not credit-based, we're buyer-based. what the buyer can comfortably afford to pay. I want you to get that part. It's very important. In other words, guys, when you eliminate credit from the equation, it opens up homeownership to so many more deserving families. People want to own. They don't want to be stuck in the rental market. And when you eliminate credit, it opens up homeownership to these people. And guys, it is such a joy and such a blessing and such a mission to be able to provide and help people with homeownership. For us, as we broaden the buyer pool in this manner, we're not just looking for someone that has good credit or cash. We broaden the buyer pool. Guys, we enjoy fewer days on the market, lower holding costs, higher profit margins. That's one of the great things about what we do. We broaden our buyer base. Also, through our STEP homeownership program, guys, each time we sell an asset, each time you guys sell one of your assets, you're going to create multiple income streams, down payment, monthly spread, back in equity on every asset you sell. In other words, guys, you get money now, money monthly, and money later. Now, we average over the past 22 years roughly $50,000 cash in equity per transaction. That's a pretty good average, guys, and that's a lot of money per transaction. With several six-figure profit margins along the way, I think we've got six or eight deals that have made us and or are making us over six figures on one single-family home. And these are not really expensive homes. And I'll tell you how we do that in a second. So again, guys, just in the past few months, our affiliates, they've done $804,000. So they're averaging over $61,000 cash in equity. They're doing better than I've done over the past 22 years. Also, through our STEP homeownership program, guys, buyers will pay you more for the house. Guys, buyers will pay you more for the house. Why do we get this slight uptick in price? Because we provide the financing. Better yet, guys, we provide them with homeownership. We tell our buyers, hey, if you got good credit, can buy now, the price is $100,000. If you need our STEP homeownership program, it's $107,500, just a slight uptick in price. We disclose that to them, guys. They're not concerned about that. They're just concerned that they get to be homeowners and they can afford the monthly. So buyers will pay you more for the house, guys. They will pay you more down. They will pay you more per month. And they will take better care of the home, guys, because it's their home. We have very limited landlord repair responsibilities. I love this. We tell our buyers, hey, we're going to guarantee the systems, the major systems, for the first 30 days. Roof, AC, plumbing, electrical, and heat. Move in, make sure everything works, and it should, because our guys have already gone through it. But if something doesn't work, let us know. We're going to come in and fix it, make it right away. Guys, this is not new construction, we tell our buyers. There may be a cracked window pane or a creaky door or something. But hey, when you fix that, guys, you're fixing your house. So after 30 days, guys, if their water heater breaks, if their water heater explodes or their toilet overflows, congratulations. You're a homeowner in training. You get to fix your house just like we do. So the buyer maintains the property. Now our management becomes super simple. We receive in the $2,000 in income, pay out the $1,200 in debt. That's not even our debt because we took over someone else's debt, and enjoy the use of the $800 times 10 houses, times 20 houses, times 30 houses. So the buyer maintains the property. Management becomes super simple. Also, through our STEP homeownership program, our houses sell very, very quickly, as you can imagine, because we have a broad buyer pool. But they sell very quickly, guys, because we make them easy to buy through our STEP homeownership program. So in other words, guys, our path to homeownership provides pride of ownership. And a lot of these families have never owned their own home before. And what a joy it is. And listen, guys, homeownership matters. You can transform a city, a county, a community, and an entire country through homeownership. What we do, guys, we come in and we'll buy an asset, renovate it physically, renovate it financially, and fill it not with a renter but with a homeowner, subsequently increasing the value and appeal of the neighborhood through homeownership. And what a joy it is, guys. And you're going to see the last couple of slides, you're really going to want to see. It's a very, very touching story. You know, guys, as we all know, the money can be really, really good in real estate. But would you believe me if I told you it's not the money we're after, truly? What we're after, guys, is the freedom the money creates, right? It's like when you buy a drill bit. You don't want the bit. You want the hole, right? In real estate, guys, it's not the money. It's the freedom the money creates. So we provide the means, guys, that produces the money through our model. And listen, guys, I want to encourage you on this. The money is just a byproduct of the mission. The money is just a byproduct. The mission is to transform lives through affordable housing, to empower families and individuals to enjoy the American dream of home ownership. And that's from one of my mentors in Atlanta, Lou Brown. And so affordable housing, guys, that's a key term in today's society. But the mainstream meaning of affordable housing really is low-end rentals. Guys, our definition of home affordable housing is home ownership. Completely different meaning from our perspective. So, foundational pillar number two, buying, working with sellers. We covered selling, working with buyers. Now we're talking about buying, working with sellers. Guys, your money is made in real estate when you buy and how you buy. That's when you make your money. That's why these creative strategies are so amazing, because we make your money when you buy, how you buy. The assets that you guys buy that I buy are going to fall into two categories, physically distressed properties or financially distressed property owners. They're going to fall into one of those two categories. So again, guys, we're going to teach you how to become a creative transaction real estate engineer. So what is that exactly? Well, a creative real estate transaction engineer knows how to master multiple acquisition strategies. Multiple acquisition strategies. You're not just fixated on one discipline, whether it's wholesaling, fix and flip, BRRRR method, or whatever it may be. Guys, you understand and you master multiple acquisition strategies. Now, you will never miss another opportunity that the market may bring you, because no matter what type of deal it is, you know what type of deal it is, why it's that type of deal, and how to structure it. And we're with you the entire way. So, our seven different acquisition strategies are seller financing, subject to, sandwich lease options or master lease options, pure options. Speaking of pure options, after this class in this room, Bill Cook. If you have not heard Bill Cook, amazing, guys. Please stick around and hear Mr. Bill Cook. It is, all of this stuff is amazing. Short sales, defaulted notes, and fix and flips. So we're regarded as the Ivy League of real estate real estate education. Guys, you can literally earn, not literally, you can unofficially earn your transaction engineer degree by working through our educational models. And again, guys, we help you bust through those three barriers. So the education, guys, we got you covered on that, because we're going to give you all the education that you need and then some through our portals available to you 24/7, and you have access to me. So let's talk about lead generation, marketing to the masses. Marketing 101, guys, if you want sellers calling you with houses for sale, you must first let them know you're in the house buying business. You have to let people know what you do. And several people this weekend have talked about that, guys. You have to let people know what you do. Don't be overzealous and, you know, just bombard them with words. But if the opportunity comes out, guys, just share with people what you do. And now when motivated sellers call you instead of you cold calling sellers, guys, there's nothing that will turn you off in this business than cold calling unmotivated sellers. That will turn you off. You will become so callous because they're going to call you everything but your name. But when you have motivated sellers calling you, guys, it completely changes the dynamics of the conversation, because they called us. They're hoping that we have an answer, a solution to their real estate problem. And as you've heard many people talk about, even Mr. Pete last night, guys, we provide help. We solve problems. We solve real estate problems. That's really what we do. Not really a real estate investor. We solve problems. So, guys, we're going to introduce you guys to, and if you want this property sheet, we want to make it available to all of y'all. But we have a property information sheet, also known as our seller intake form. And this is what we do with this. Guys, when a seller calls us, we fill out this form with the seller on the phone. And so there are certain characteristics of a seller finance deal. There are certain characteristics of a subject to deal. And, guys, I'll provide these slides, so please don't think you have to keep up. I'm happy to provide them. There are certain characteristics of a sandwich lease option deal, certain characteristics of an option, which is a Swiss Army knife. Options are a Swiss Army knife that you'll find out when Bill cooks. There are certain characteristics of a short sale, certain characteristics of a defaulted note, and certain characteristics of a fix and flip. So when this document is filled out, when you're on the phone with your seller, you just compare the contents on this document with the characteristics of the deal. And then you just diagnose the data, guys. That data will dictate which type of acquisition strategy you need to use. So that property information sheet helps you analyze and categorize which one of these seven strategies is going to best fit that particular acquisition. All from that property information sheet. So that property information sheet, again, will help you figure out which acquisition strategy, and I will help you figure out which acquisition strategy is best. So now this property information sheet becomes your blueprint to buy. Guys, we make this super simple. There are certain characteristics that are going to tell you, this is a really good seller finance opportunity. This is a really good subject to opportunity. That's a pretty valuable piece, guys. And so when that's sent to me, we can quickly evaluate it, and I can tell you exactly what you're looking at. So let's take a look at a couple of seller financing case studies. Guys, these are real-life current deal case studies being done in today's market. Again, there are certain characteristics of seller financing. Any component the seller is willing to finance, which is an equity piece or the entire purchase price. The asset does not have to be free and clear when they own or finance it to us, when we own or finance to our buyers. When a seller says yes to your owner finance offer, guys, you were instantly approved for a loan at that point. When they says yes, you're instantly approved for a loan. You'd have to go to the bank, fill out an application, go through all that process. You're instantly approved for the loan, and the seller becomes the bank. So here's our case study. This is actually belongs to one of our business in a box owners. 3-bed, 2-bath, 2,200 square foot with office on 7.11 acres. And in Louisiana, we call that a mini ranch. That's a mini ranch in Louisiana. 7.11 acres, guys. They were asking $279, a realtor referral. If y'all heard Courtney Fricky, guys, realtors are great. 75% of what we bought the last 2 years is realtor referrals. When a realtor refers you in something, it's probably a pretty good deal because it's already ran the cycle being on the MLS and hasn't sold. Or perhaps the seller doesn't have enough equity to hire the realtor, too many repairs, they don't have enough time for traditional sale. Guys, realtors are a great source of leads. They were asking $279, it didn't move. The realtor passed it on to me. We gave them a really nice referral fee when we bought it. We were able to acquire it for $220. The seller financed $195,000, so we put $25,000 down that we got from one of our private lenders, and we're going to walk you through our private mortgage lending program in just a second. So we put $25,000 down. Guys, we pay $1,200 a month, PITI. $1,200 a month for a 2,200-square-foot brick home on 7.1 acres. Y'all think we're going to make money off that deal? Absolutely. That's the way you buy real estate, seller financing. $1,200 PITI on this 2,200-square-foot brick house on 7.11 acres. So we're paying $1,200 a month until paid. And if y'all remember what Mr. Pete talked about last night, when you're paying someone $1,200 a month until paid, do you remember what that indicates? 0% interest. So we had to give the seller $25,000 down that we got from a private lender, and he financed the balance, $195,000, at 0% interest. Each time we make a $1,200 payment, $1,200 comes off of that $195. We're buying down that debt really, really quickly, paying off that debt really, really quickly. And we got that, guys, just because we asked the seller and made that presentation, and he accepted it. So the value is $279. We sold it through our step home ownership program for $299. That's that slight uptick in price because we're providing the financing and providing home ownership to this family. So they gave us $10,000 down. They pay $1,975 a month minus our $1,200, $775 a month positive cash flow. Guys, we're going to make on a 3-year hold, on a 36-month rent to own hold that this buyer is in right now, we're going to make $134,000 on this asset, down payment, monthly spread back in equity. Six figures on one asset, guys, because of the way we bought. And, guys, this works anywhere there's houses, which is absolutely everywhere. And I want to encourage you about that. Again, that's one of our six-figure profit margin assets. Subject to, who in here does not know what a subject to is? Most everybody does? Good. A really quick characteristics of a sub two deal, guys. Sellers wanting to, willing to, needing to completely walk away from the property. That's one indicator. Their payment is their pain. They're trying to get away from that pain, and we're trying to relieve them of that pain. Key indicators, they have little to no equity. However, people with high equity, we've done subject to deals with people that have a lot of equity. When they're asking prices, their payoff, that's a pretty good indicator that it's a good opportunity to do a sub two deal. And the seller situation, guys. The telltale sign of a good deal is not the numbers. It's the seller situation and seller's motivation. Like Mr. Pete said last night, ask them their story. Why are you selling such a lovely home as this? Their story, guys, will tell you what they need, what you need to offer to sell them. And that seller motivation question is right on that property information sheet. The magic question, if they don't offer it, will you sell me your house for what you owe on it? So a subject to, guys, is simply whenever a seller deeds away their property as an act to rid themselves of the source of stress they associate with the property. So we take ownership through the deed subject to the underlying debt that stays in place with the seller's lender and in the seller's name. We're buying it subject to the underlying debt. So that's what a subject to is. Most of you guys, I think all of you guys in the room understand what a sub to deal is. My favorite way to buy, guys, because we're getting literally a free house. This is a free house that they're giving us. Subject to. So why in the world would a seller just give you their house and walk away? Guys, these are the reasons that they've shared with us after the fact. And we've done each one of these reasons multiple times. Benefits to the seller, they get immediate stress debt relief. Often it saves their credit because we have two under contract now that are 12 and 13,000 behind. And when we close on them in a couple of weeks, we're going to send 12 and 13,000 to their bank that we get from a private lender, reinstating their loan. Now their credit, we're helping their credit. It's upticking now. So it saves their credit and just allows them to move on with life. So these are the reasons that sellers, guys, anytime there's people, there's problems, basically. And we're there to solve the problem. We had a real estate agent say, you can't do a subject to us, an illegal transaction. And you just very politely, very gently say, no, ma'am, it's not. It is very legal. It's legal in all 50 states. As a matter of fact, you guys recognize that. That's a HUD-1 settlement statement. On the HUD-1 settlement statement, I'm going to blow it up in a minute. Line 203 and line 503, what's it say? Existing loans taken subject to. This is on the federal form, guys. This is what we all fill out and sign at closing. So this is a legal, permissible transaction in all 50 states. Do not let anyone tell you you can't do it. If they do, they're just incorrect. Speaking of closings, guys, every asset that we close, every asset that you guys close, needs to be closed at a title company in the presence of a notary with the oversight of an attorney. Guys, let the professionals do what they do, okay? That's not what we do. We're transaction engineers. You let them do what they do. Subsequently, guys, all pertinent documents are filed and recorded at the respective clerk of court, the county or parish, wherever you may be buying, providing all parties with peace of mind. Guys, when things are done like that properly and correctly, guys, we all have peace of mind. This is a legitimate filed and recorded transaction. So let me give you a case study on a sub 2 deal. We took over this sub 2 of 191.5 was the underlying debt. 3.875% interest. That's not existing now, but there's a whole lot of them out there that we've taken over. This is just one example. Guys, this is a 2,200 square foot, 3-2, two-story house on a corner lot in an established neighborhood three blocks away from the beautiful Mike Woods City Park. Beautiful park. $1,152 for a $220,000 house, PITI. That's what a 3.875% interest rate will do for you. So, guys, we did not go into debt. We just took over this debt. We're creating wealth without creating debt. So the value was $220. We sold it for $229.9. There's that slight uptick in price. Sold it on a 36-month rent-to-own to our buyer. Most of our buyers come in at that rent-to-own level. That's a comfortable spot. Their only barrier to entry is 3.5%. 3.5% covers your down payment, your closing costs, your prepaids, your funded reserve, everything. A small barrier to entry for our buyers to be able to get into home ownership. We got received $8,600 down, $1,895 a month, minus our $1,152, so $743 a month positive cash flow on that one. Just on the two case studies we've done, guys, that's already $1,500 a month in cash flow. $25,000 back end when our buyer gets qualified. They pay us off, pay off the underlying debt that's not even our debt, but we get the proceeds because we own it. So, guys, that's a $60,000 upside on one asset. And it was a free house, guys. It was given to us because of the seller situation. This next one is a business in a box deal. This is a 210 Peyton Colquitt Place. Not that that really matters to you guys. The value of the home is about $180K. If someone was to buy it now, it would take about $13,000 cash out of pocket. Again, down payment, closing costs, prepaid, funded reserves. So to buy, it's going to be about $13,000. You're going to create debt because you're going to sign for the debt. And at 7%, 7.5%, your payment's going to be $1,420. So when our business in a box owner found this home, this was in the exact neighborhood, the exact school district that he wanted to live in. He's living in a townhouse. He wanted his daughter to go to Captain Shreve, and this is in Captain Shreve district. So what did he do? He just took over the debt, guys, and moved right into it. But look at what he took over. The value, the loan is $160. The value is still $180. So he stepped into $20,000 in equity. He took over the 3.125% interest rate. He's only paying $817 instead of $1,430. So he did a deal on a home and moved right into it, guys. You can do a deal on your home and move right into it if you're looking for a home. And your first home, a new home, a better home, whatever the case may be. So, guys, he moved into his home, his first home, no down payment, didn't sign for the debt, didn't top his credit, and, again, did not go into debt. Guys, so we tell Mr. Jason, welcome home. He moved into his house, so welcome home, Jason. Guys, I did the same thing, and I'll go over this one in a minute. We did the same thing, found a really awesome home, and we did the deal and moved right into it. To date, guys, we've done 113 sub-2 deals. We average $50,000 per transaction, even though my business in a box owners are averaging $61,000. They're kind of kicking my tail a little bit. Guys, that's $5.65 million just in that acquisition model. Now, I don't have that $5.65 million in my front pocket right now, I'm sorry to say, but we do receive it in the form of down payment, monthly spread, and back-end equity. So, sandwich lease options, or the master lease option, as it's been explained over the weekend. Case study, guys. I'm going to take my time on this case study because I want y'all to get this. This is creative real estate. This is why we're all here. Characteristics of a sandwich lease option. The seller's paying as their payment, but they don't want to give up the deed as they would on a sub-2 deal. So we lease it from the seller with an option to buy. We turn around and sublease it with our buyer and give them an option to buy, and then we're sandwiched in the middle of two lease options. So, like on a subject to deal, guys, the seller's paying as their payment. On a lease option, the seller's paying as their payment, but they're not willing to give up their deed. They don't want to do a sub-2. So if you run into that case, okay, well, if you don't want to give up the deed, let's look at doing a sandwich lease option, because they still want to get away from their payment, but they don't want to give up their deed. So we lease it with the seller with an option to buy. We turn around and we lease it to our buyer and give our buyer an option to buy, and there we are in the middle, stuck in between two lease options, thus a sandwich lease option. This is our case study, 281 Joe White Road in Monroe, Louisiana. Beautiful spread, 2,500 square foot. There's a mother-in-law suite above the three-car garage. 1.38-acre lot. You really can't tell, but that's a concrete slab in the shade of that tree. They have their own boat launch in the Bayou Desert, one of only six properties in the entire parish, Ouachita Parish, Louisiana, that has their own boat launch into Bayou Desert. Quality assets and quality areas, guys, is where we like to do business, where people want to own and where people want to live. Walking into the front door, into the kitchen, the living room, the bedroom. Again, guys, quality assets and quality areas. Let me give you the scenario right quick. Mr. Robbie is a CFO for a large grocery chain in Monroe. He's a CFO. He understands money. He's really good at money, really smart. He didn't want to give up his deed, but he had already bought a house in Sterlington, Louisiana, 15 miles north of Monroe. He'd already bought the house, had been trying to sell this house for a year. Didn't sell. He had it at $375. So he's making two house payments, and he can afford two house payments, guys, but he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to keep up with the grass and the maintenance and the upkeep and all that stuff, but he didn't want to give up his deed. So he had been trying to sell it for $375 for a year, didn't get any bites, didn't get any sales. So we talked to him about the deed. I'm not giving you my deed, Roger. Okay, well, how about this? Since your payment is your payment and the upkeep, why don't we lease it from you for the amount of your payment, take that and all the upkeep off your back, and then we'll agree to a strike price that we'll buy it for at some point in the future, which is an option. So we agreed to buy it, and he agreed to sell it for $325. I told him, I said, we're immediately going to put it on the market for $379.90. He said, Roger, I just told you, we tried to sell it for a year for $375. What makes you think you can get $4,900 more? Mr. Robbie, you're waiting for the market to bring you a buyer that has good credit or cash. We have a much broader buyer pool through our Step Home Ownership Program. We're confident we can get it sold. So we started out, guys, with $54,900 in equity. Sorry to be going back and forth. I forgot I had this slide up here. This is the property information sheet that we had filled out, asking $375. So we started out, guys, with $54,000 in equity day one. That's not too bad. Within 30 days, we had three buyers. The first buyer that came to the table was able to close. They gave us $15,000 down. We gave Mr. Robbie $3,250, which was two and a half payments. So we made $11,750 in our pocket within 30 days. Our buyer pays us $1,675. We pay Mr. Robbie $1,300, so we have $375 a month positive cash flow. This buyer defaulted at month 25. COVID took his business, he defaulted, and he moved out. And we hate it for him. We want our buyers to be able to buy because we want them to have home ownership. And we want to collect that back in equity check as well. So it benefits both of us from the stick around and buy. So we made $11,750 up front, cash in pocket, $375 times 25 months, cash in pocket, which is $9,375. On top of that, the tenant, like Mr. Pete talked about, the tenant paid down the debt. So we went from $325 down to $316. So now we owe $316. So what do we do? $8,125 in principal reduction. Guys, we made $29,250 from that first buyer. So now we rinse and repeat. We can't control what our buyers do, so we just rinse and repeat, put it back on the market. Now we don't owe $325, we owe $316, $379. Now we have $63,000 in equity. Our equity position has increased. New buyer comes in with $12,000 down. We don't have to give Mr. Robbie anything because our contract's still in force. We did have to cover a $1,300 a month payment the month that it was vacant. Well, we had already made $11,750 and $93,75, so we had that in the bank. So the new buyer comes in, $12,000 down, nothing to Mr. Robbie, so $12,000 cash in hand. They now pay $2,100 because they had less down. We pay Mr. Robbie $13,000. So now we got $800 a month in positive cash flow. They bought on an 18-month rent-to-own, and in 18 months they closed on it, so that's $14,400 in revenue. And I pray you all are following me, guys. If I get to going too fast, just say, temper your enthusiasm. I have to hold the questions to the end. I'm so sorry, but I will love to answer your question. So $14,400 in revenue. At the end of 18 months, they owed $362. They had paid our debt down from $316 to $313. So at closing, we got a check for the balance of $48,000. So we made $75,000 from that buyer, $29,000 from the first one. Guys, we made $104,000 from this asset, and we did not have a dollar in the deal. We did not even own the asset. We just controlled it through the lease. Guys, that's creative financing. That's what everyone is talking about this week, and that's the power of creative financing. We did not go into debt, and we made $104,000 on that asset just by knowing how to structure the deal. And again, guys, most deals are created. All deals are created. We had to create that deal. That doesn't look like a deal to the average investor, but that was a heck of a deal. We were grateful to be involved in it. Short sales, another acquisition strategy. Everyone understands what a short sale is. The bank will take less than short of what's owed just to get rid of the debt. Banks hate owning homes. They like owning loans. They like owning performing loans. When a bank forecloses on an asset, that's an REO, as you guys know. An REO affects their ability to loan new money. If they take back $100,000 in assets, that's $700,000 they cannot loan out. It's a 7-to-1 regulatory ratio. Banks do not want to foreclose. Most people think the banker's sitting here doing this, waiting for you to not make your payments so they can pounce on your house. They do not want to own their house, guys. They will take deep discounts, short sale, to get rid of it so they don't have to own it. So these are the characteristics. Must be an active foreclosure. Banks will take less than. They write it off as bad debt. The larger the debt, the larger the discount. Multi-million dollar homes, guys, the banks will take a whole lot off just to get rid of that debt. The debt is discounted and satisfied. So the debt is discounted. The bank will take less than satisfied. It's paid in full. Debt is discounted and satisfied, paid off. So here's our example. 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2-car garage, 3,500 square foot home on a 2.1-acre lot with a private pond. When I found this house, guys, there was $458,000 owed on it. It was one Sunday after church, driving around. Looked like it was vacant. Looked in the windows, and sure enough, there was still stuff inside the house. So it looked like someone had moved out quickly. Went to the courthouse, found the owner's name and address, and sent them a letter. They called us, and we engaged them and did a short sale. $458,000 owed on it. The bank took $189,000 discount. So the bank agreed to take $269,000 for this $458,000 debt, which we got from a private lender. The day we acquired it, it appraised for $415,000. We have $269,000, $270,000 in it. So day number one, guys, we had $146,000 in equity on this short sale. Now, our exit strategy all along, guys, was not to sell it through our Step Home Ownership Program. The entire time we were pursuing this asset, the exit strategy all along was to move into it. So this became our home, guys. We moved into this home, and this became our home. Guys, you can do a deal on your dream home and move right into it, whether it's subject to or seller financing. If that's the home you want, do the deal and move right into that rascal and enjoy the use of it. So defaulted notes. Defaulted notes is another acquisition strategy. Defaulted note, you're buying bad debt or bad paper, as the bank calls it. It's similar to a short sale. The loan does not have to be in default to execute a short sale or a defaulted note. Discounting and receiving assignment of the debt, we're going to cover that. We buy the debt at a discount and back into ownership through foreclosure. So, like on a short sale, guys, the debt is discounted and satisfied. The debt is discounted and paid off. On a defaulted note, the debt is discounted and assigned. Mr. Pete talked to us last night about the bank assigning the debt. So on a defaulted note, the debt is discounted and assigned to you. Now you own the debt. Now you're the Wells Fargo. You're the lien holder. You're the first position. So to paying off the debt, guys, we're buying the debt at a discount. And then we back into ownership through foreclosure. We foreclose on the asset and we own it. So, guys, do not shy away from mobile homes. I wouldn't say our best performers are mobile homes, but our mobile homes sell quick. Do not shy away from mobile homes. Y'all heard some great presentations on mobile homes. Lindell, raise your hand again. For 2 years, Lindell's been operating a mobile home business. He buys for cash and resells for cash. He averages $9,000 to $10,000 per transaction and he averages three a month. $27,000 to $30,000 a month cash that this young man does. Now he's stepping up from mobile homes to stick built and brick built. Why he's still doing that? We're about to release that mobile home model on our portal. So another reason you'll want to get involved with us, guys, that's pure cash. That puts cash in your pocket. This model builds long-term wealth. So 2017 double wide on a half-acre lot. Just real quickly, guys, the bank took a $5,100 discount. The default was on the lot, not the home, okay? So the lot was owned by the ex-boyfriend. The girlfriend still lives in the home, her mobile home, her debt. She's paying the debt. She's paying the loan every month. She's getting letters at the house. Hey, the bank's about to foreclose on the property because, you know, that he hadn't made a payment on the lot in 2 years. And when we foreclose, you got to move your asset off the house. So she's getting really concerned about that. So we were able to buy the debt on the lot. We bought the lot, foreclosed on the lot, and she just wanted to move, so she deeded us a trailer. So we did that deal, guys. Made $33,000 on that in about 4 to 5 months because you went through the foreclosure process, but made $33,000, guys, in about 6 hours of work. That's the way to make money in real estate, guys. How many of those deals do you have to do to fire your boss? And, guys, I know I'm going through these case studies quickly. Please don't feel like you have to understand and master this because you don't, but that's what we're here to help you do should you guys to decide to engage us. And then finally, buy low, fix up, sell high. Characteristics of an ugly house, they're ugly. You can buy them at a discount. Pretty simple strategy, guys. We went from this to this, made $36,000 from this. Now, this picture is intentionally blurry because it makes our after picture look even better. $57,000 on that one. From this to this, $180,000 upside. From that, $44,000. Marshall, Texas, $50,000. This is a burnout we did. This is the third burnout we've ever done. Bought it for $10,000, put $75,000 in it, had $85,000 in it. It's worth $136,000. I sold it to my 19-year-old daughter for $132,000. So dear old dad gave her a discount. And I also gifted her the down payment and closing costs. So at 19, she was a little homeowner. And she got married a year and a half later, and she's expecting her first baby, my third grandchild, in December. So now they have a precious, brand-new home because everything in it is brand-new because it burnt and burnt. But see the roof? Same roof. It scorched the house, didn't get up past the ceiling until the ceiling joists, ceiling joists and rafters. So the roof was just fine, but everything else is brand spanking new. Today, guys, we've done 75 fix and flips, $50,000 per, so about $3.75 million. And I still love fix and flips, but it's only about 10 or 12% of our business. We like pretty houses, houses that do not need any work. Capitalization money, guys, borrowing, raising private capital. We want to show you how to develop your own network of private lenders, guys. When you develop your own network of private lenders, they're doing business on your terms, not these hard monies at 12 and 13%, and there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes we need it and they can deliver it, so we do it. And guys, it's not the cost of the funds we're concerned about, really. It's the availability of the funds. If the deal's good, guys, you may can afford to pay a few more points in interest to be able to do the deal. So it's not the cost of the funds, but it's the availability of the funds. But if you can get them less expensive, get them less expensive. So we teach you guys and train you literally how to develop your own network of private lenders through our private mortgage lending program that we've been executing for the past 20 years. It's a simple but comprehensive private mortgage lending program. We walk you through every step of what we do. So private lender, guys, is just someone looking for a higher, better, safer, more profitable use of their investment capital. The challenge people with money have is trying to find a place to park that capital that meets their two needs. So trying to find a place to park their capital, and they're having a hard time trying to find a place to park their capital that meets their two needs. So we're providing a service. Guys, you're not asking them to loan. You're not begging them to loan. You're just telling them what you can do with their money. They either engage you or not. If they do, that's great, guys. If not, that's okay, too. It's not for everyone, but there are a lot of people willing to park their money in real estate, as Mr. Pete explained last night. Priority number one for the lenders, guys, is not return. They want to make sure their money is safe. 10 minutes? We got to speed through this, guys. We're not going to be done in 10 minutes. Number two is return. Alternative investments, the best of both worlds, preservation and growth, security and return. Our private lenders realize their money safe, secured, insured, collateralized with a high yield upside. We pay a dual component return of rate and points, 36-month term, 8.4%. I'm going to speed it up, guys. I'll miss some stories because I want to get to the end and give you guys an opportunity to join us. Our private lenders realize they not only get to enjoy a solid financial return, but an equally satisfying philanthropic reward, doing good while doing well. Protecting the use of land trust, guys. The land trust is the most powerful tool I've run across. Buy everything in a trust. Do not be intimidated by the word trust, guys. It's super simple to understand this set of documents, so we can help you do that. And again, guys, all this is available through our training module, so we can do this at any time. Benefits of a land trust, anonymity, guys. No one knows what you own, and that's a great thing. So that's in our entire business model, guys, buying, selling, borrowing, protecting. So again, let me ask you a question. Are you interested in real estate investing but stuck on start? Is it the start that stops you? Or is your current model stagnant and stale? Guys, this is the do-it-yourself business, and we can teach you how to do it yourself. If you've ever had a hankering to flip houses or sell and hold, be your own boss, guys. Part-time, full-time income, work it full-time and create generational wealth, giving back to the community, serving the greater good by offering homeownership. Guys, this model is for you. No overhead business model, no employees, no office space, a little bit of marketing money. A truly bona fide home-based business. It works anywhere there's houses. It even works where you live. So, guys, I wanted to present a product so amazing people would feel foolish for not buying it. Deliver an amazing product, increase your perceived likelihood of achievement, deliver it in an easy and expedient manner. So our products and services, guys, we provide the systems and the support. You got to have both. Your chances of success go up when you have both. We provide the course and the coaching. Online communities called Surety Assembly. Our business in a box, guys, that's our top-tier program. Would you pay me $25,000 for this box? When you pay $25,000 for this box, guys, you get interest in the Surety Assembly Inner Circle, our Titus Inner Circle, weekly meetings, case studies, strategy sessions, training modules, coachings, mentoring, Q&A. You get every bit of this in this box, guys, and I'm sorry I'm speaking through this, but look, everything comes in this box, guys. All of these components come in this business in a box. Generational wealth, the last five deals that we sell or finance, guys, $2.4 million coming into our estate. $5,300 at a time. That's just the last five by doing seller financing. You get access to all of our websites, our acquisition side, our sell side, our private mortgage lending side, all the documents you need, access to me, coaching and mentoring, businesses and support, scalability and replicability. We give you marketing strategies, marketing material, everything that you need to promote your business. You get access to a database. You get our answering service with a local number. You'll never miss another call because all your calls come to an answering service. They send it to you and you respond at your leisure. We help you handpick your team of professional service providers. All of these guys, we're going to help you pick your own team of professional service providers. Trustee services, management services, our private mortgage lending program. You get our full dossier of info and video to help you raise money for your projects. I'll speak with your buyers, sellers, private lenders. We convey to you all of our education, experience, and expertise in this box, guys. And you get your own protected market to operate. It's 60-month JV. At the end of 60 months, you're going to know this business as well as I do. You can take off and do it anywhere in the country and pass it on to your kids. 80-20 split, guys. You get the lion's share. You get 80, we get 20. So your success is my success. We're going to help you be successful because we want you to be successful. So as you can tell, guys, this box is filled to overflow with products and services. And again, our current affiliates are averaging $61,000 per deal. So now that's 25K box looks smaller, more reasonable, more equitable. In order to control our growth, guys, we only have limited of these because we want to make sure that we can serve you correctly. So we just have room for a few of you by application only. We'll give you a code in a minute and we'll have conversations with you. Financing is available. If you do not want this, guys, if you don't want the full business model, maybe Surety Assembly, the Inner Circle, is the better model for y'all. The Round Table. This is Business in a Box Junior, in training Business in a Box owners. You get everything, guys, that we talked about earlier. Everything we talked about earlier, training modules, coaching, bi-monthly meetings. It's a abbreviated list of products and services, an abbreviated price of $29.97. National launch, guys, we're making it available for $24.97 to you if you want that. $9.97 down, $197 a month, guys, is all it's going to cost you. Typically, we have a 12-month mentoring program. But if you buy today, by midnight tonight, guys, we're going to give you lifetime access to our community. Again, coaching, training modules, Q&A, Zooms, everything that you need, guys, access to me to be successful in this business. Starting next Monday, a week from tomorrow, I'm going to personally walk you through each individual training module on the Zoom. So I'm going to personally teach you every model, slower pace, so that you fully understand it. We're going to start Monday the 11th. Most deals are created. We're going to take this asset. Seller's asking 125, the value is 125, full retail. Creatively, guys, we bought it, made $43,000 on an asset. The seller is asking 125, worth 125. So, guys, I don't care if you have to beg, borrow, steal, or put it on a credit card. Guys, you want to find a way to fund this business. Guys, you pay for it one time, whether in full or payments, and you can use it for a lifetime. Teach your children how to do this, guys. It works anywhere in the country that there's houses. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Men are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound. Guys, we want better circumstances, better things with regard to health, wealth, and happiness, but we're unwilling to make an investment in ourselves. Therefore, we remain bound. Guys, you're not doing this for me, guys. Do it for you. When you make a commitment to educate yourself with specialized knowledge how to create wealth in real estate without creating debt, guys, it literally can change the trajectory of your life. Guys, for that small fee, you can change the trajectory of your financial future by engaging in this model, and it works anywhere there's houses, which is everywhere. End of the day, we make money, and we make a difference. Meet Miss Jessica and her 6 children. The baby was asleep. She didn't wake the baby up for the picture. Miss Jessica's lived in her car and in homeless shelters, but no more, guys. She now has her home. She's a homeowner. 4-bedroom, 1.5-bath, fully renovated. She bought through our STEP homeownership program, our rent-to-own tier. She paid $4 down, $11.95 a month. Look at those faces, guys. Look at those little children. If that's your why, guys. When you know your why, you'll know your way. You'll find your way. Guys, that's why we do that business. She cries every time she makes her payment, which makes us cry. That's just precious, guys. It's a precious model to follow. It feels good to do good. It also feels good to be richly rewarded in the process. So, guys, now we have 2 programs available, Inner Circle and Roundtable. Those are the prices. We'll offer financing on either. We encourage you to be proactive. Guys, now's the time that you need to be proactive like Mr. Lee. They got a free $100. Guys, in your brochure, there's a QR code. You can, if you're interested, you can scan that QR code, and it will give you the opportunity to buy for $24.97 or $9.97 down and $197 a month. Okay, that's the roundtable. If you want the business in a box, guys, my phone number is at the front of the brochure. My email and phone number is at the front of the brochure. My name is on the back. Email me, call me, guys. We're going to have a conversation. Not everyone that has 25 grand gets to buy the model, guys. I've had 2 people that spent 25 grand on the business in a box and hasn't done anything with it. And that breaks my heart. I will not let you pay 25 grand unless I know you're going to take action. So we can only do a few of those because we want to make sure that we can service you properly. And I think that's it, guys. That's the whole model. We would encourage you to be involved and let us know what we can do to help, okay? Thank you guys so much. It has been an honor, and I pray that you guys will engage us.